The door had been left open a crack, as parents often do. Sunday gave it a shove with everything in his stuffed arm, and it swung wide before him. He stepped inside the darkened room. The old monster was hovering above her bed, scaly folds undulating inches from the blankets. It held itself there, suspended, sniffing at the hem of the covers like a hungry, rabid dog. Harper was a smart girl. Sunday had seen children younger than her keep legions of monsters at bay with their bed covers, just as Harper was doing now. There was an art to it. You had to know, not just believe, that you were safe when nestled under them. You had to be sure to tuck each edge and corner firmly under yourself, leaving no loose folds or openings for them to take advantage of. She'd done that, but the monster was wearing her down, whispering its poison words to shake her confidence. Sunday could hear Harper simpering under the blankets, beginning to cry. He raised his sword arm high and held the blade aloft. He began twirling it, and as he did, the sword sang a high, ringing song. It was the call to battle, elated and challenging, and promising to leave no opponent untested. The old monster heard it and rotated its hideous form to face him. Its maw was that of the dragon. Razor-sharp talons, curved and jagged, and the length of knitting needles extended from claws made of the darkness itself. The small brown bear's remaining eye glinted in the stray moonlight. It shined a message. "You'll not have her," it said. "I am Sunday, slayer of monsters, and this child's sworn protector. And you'll not have her this night or any other." The old monster read his message clearly, and the deep hollows of its eyes, swirling a sickly green and a bloody red, seemed to shine back at him. They were hungry and pleased and eager for the battle.